We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You're listening to Cody and Gold. It's time to talk with the guy who led the American League in hits for two straight seasons.
Merrifield drives one to deep left. Guzman to the fence. And gone with Merrifield.
And hasn't missed a game since Gold was working in Boise.
I'll tell you what, if you guys keep bringing golf up, this is going to turn into a golf show real quick.
Welcome to the Whit Merrifield Show.
It is the Whit Merrifield Show presented by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the ultimate in stress-free car shopping. Whit, welcome in, man. How things going? Are you on the same page as I am? You're not surprised, right? Aaron Rodgers, he's going to play for the Packers this year.
Did that come out? I haven't seen that today.
He intends to play, according to reports. I'm just saying, I feel like he was always going to play there all along. I didn't buy the retirement stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. I've known some players and some athletes that are, they're their own person. They think differently, and certain things motivate them more than other things. So there's no telling, what's going on in his head.
I assume a variety of things motivate you, Whit. Is it hard to pin down yourself as hey, what's the thing that motivates me when you're trying to make any kind of career decision, whether that be when you sign the extension with the Royals a few years ago, or when you're, deciding where to go to school, or all those little things?
Yeah, I mean, there's a factor of things that go into decisions like that, but as far as just pure motivation for me showing up every day and playing, it's always just been about getting to the big leagues and winning baseball games. So that's why I show up to play every day. But obviously when there's other factors that start coming into it, you think about different things, but the game itself and playing every day, there's only been really one motivation for me since I can remember.
Since we are up here at Chiefs training camp where we're talking some Royals baseball, did you ever play football with?
I did. I played up until I committed to South Carolina in high school. I was actually a pretty good corner and receiver. And then my football career, not officially, but in my head, ended when we had a really, really good high school football team my sophomore year. We had, I think, 12 guys, and I'm going Division I. And our stud, his name was Cooter Arnold, ended up playing North Carolina and played on some practice squads, I think, in the NFL. But anyway, he was kind of an everything guy for us. He ran the Wildcat. He was a running back. And this week we were playing him at receiver. And so I was running a scout team against him, lined up against him and as a corner. And they run a sweep. They're running a sweep to his side, and I go to engage him, and he grabs me under the shoulder pads and picks me up and just starts laughing at me. And that was kind of the point where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have much future in this game. So I ended up not playing after that year.
We're talking to Whit Merrifield. This is the Whit Merrifield Show here on Cody and Gold. He joins each and every Monday on 610 Sports Radio. You told us last week you've been through this trade stuff before, but – this Friday is the trade deadline at 3 o'clock, and there's a lot of chatter out there and maybe even more than usual when it comes to your name. Does this year feel different at all for you, even this week? What's this week feel like for you? You've been through these, but it seems as though maybe there's a little bit more noise than ever before.
No, I mean, it always feels the same. It is what it is. It's going to happen or it's not, and at this point in my career, I don't really have much say as to what happens, but I'm happy here. If I end up getting moved, it'll probably be to a good situation, with the team that's contending. So that it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, obviously. So, you know, I'm sure I'd be happy with that. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. The good thing about the way it's going now is once July 31st comes and goes, that's it. You know, there's no more of those waiver deals that used to happen a couple of years ago. So, you know, we'll know for sure come, what'd you say, Friday?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. So with that said, I mean, you guys are on the road this weekend up in Toronto, out of the country, as a matter of fact. We can get to that in a second. But will there be almost, I don't know, depending on what happens, if you end up staying in Kansas City, a sigh of relief because of what you just mentioned, where you're not going to, we're not going to ask you about it anymore after Friday, and nobody's going to be thinking about that anymore?
Yeah, it's definitely great now that it's definitive. No more, you know, trades after that time. So there's definitely that level of certainty that is beneficial for players. So yeah, I mean, I'm not planning on packing any more luggage than I normally would. So if something were to happen, I'm gonna be in scramble mode. But
now, how heavy of a pack?
Planning on playing a full series in Toronto and having an off day in Chicago.
How heavy of a packer are you anyway? I feel like, are you limited by how many bags? I feel like some guys have got to be worse than others by just how much they bring on the plane versus what they actually need.
I mean, I'm just kind of a necessity packer. It's nice in the big leagues to have certain luxuries. Like I can bring my golf clubs and an extra suitcase and, you know, really not have to worry about it a whole lot. You know, I'll call down to the front and have them bring it up to me if I need it. And just one of the great perks of being in the big leagues is I can bring a good bit of luggage and you know, somebody else ends up taking care of that for me. So, but I'm not that heavy of a packer. I pack what I need to get to and from the field as far as clothes wise. You know, a couple of change of clothes is for in the mornings if I want to go walk around, or if we have a day game and I want to go out to dinner that night. We have an off day in Chicago coming up that we're planning on going out on the boat for, so I'm going to have to bring some, you know, some clothes for that, some golf clothes, obviously. But the way it is now in the summer, you know, it's clothes don't take up that much room, so it's relatively easy for me. And I've got it down to a science at this point.
I know you have the White Sox first here for a couple games. Then you do head to Toronto. Is this the weekend, right, where finally Brady Singer's going to have to sing the Canadian national anthem?
It is. This is the one. This is the weekend.
Is he aware that he needs a passport?
I think he was made aware. They came around and made sure everybody had their passports, and we have this special, I don't know, form we have to fill out for arriving to Canada because of some of the COVID stuff. And July 1st is Canada Day. I was hoping we were going to be there for Canada Day, but I guess we're not going to be.
I guess
maybe they'll celebrate it since we were gone.
I think you guys happen to be playing the Blue Jays, in, if I'm not mistaken, their first game back at the Rogers Center because they've been playing in Buffalo area.
Yeah, so maybe that, since we missed Canada Day earlier, they'll celebrate it while we're here, and Brady will get the full experience.
We're just worried about him a little bit after all of that. What you had said that you know, your biggest motivation when you first came in the league and still remains your biggest motivation is winning. You guys are winners of five in a row, and we had talked a little bit about some of the young player struggles early in this year. Daniel Lynch had those three starts that didn't go his way early in the year. He made a big adjustment, seemingly, in coming back yesterday and pitching the way he did. He said he's a good self-evaluator. What difference did you see in Daniel Lynch?
I think he understood what he needed to do a lot better yesterday to get outs. You know, not just trying to overpower guys with stuff, you know, down the middle. And you know, I think some things got in his head after his first couple starts that probably shouldn't have been put in his head, as far as guys, you know, people were thinking he was tipping, you know, just right out of the gate. And, you know, when you see a guy for the first time, you know, whether he's tipping or not, chances of the other team knowing he's doing that are pretty slim. And I think that for a young kid to go out there and he worried about, like, glove positioning and how he's moving his hands is, and your third big league start when you've scuffled your first couple is something that he doesn't need to be worried about. And so I think he had some time to get away from that down in AAA and get back to figuring out what he needed to do to get outs up here, and that's set guys up with certain pitches, locate your pitches, mix pitches up, understand who you're facing, what they struggle with, and attack them with that. And I think he obviously did a much better job yesterday. You know, even the hits he gave up, I don't really remember many balls being hit hard, which is a great indication of a guy just really just dominating from the get-go. And that's what he did yesterday, and it was great to see. And that's what we're looking for him. So we're hoping there are many more outings like that to come.
I watched him strike out Miguel Cabrera, and it made me think to ask you this question. But I always just figured, like, when you're a big leaguer, there's got to be at least one guy that is the, like, wow, I got a hit off of that guy. I know you don't want to treat it that way eventually when you've been in the bigs for a while. Was there that first guy for you, Whit, where you're like, I can't believe I got a hit off of that guy? Maybe somebody you remembered watching so much growing up.
I mean, I think Verlander is probably that first guy for me. Just him being in our division, facing him a lot, and seeing him pitch a lot, obviously, on big stages, and the dominance and the Cy Youngs and all that came with it, and the 100-mile-an-hour fastball and the nasty, you know, big curveball and all the stuff that you used to hear about all the time with him, and then getting up and facing him and having some success off him, it really, as a young player, makes you go, you know, man, maybe I can play in this league. And so that was a good indication to me that, you know, I think I can have some success up here.
Whit Merrifield, he joins us each and every Monday for the Whit Merrifield Show. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy the series against Chicago and then the weekend up in Toronto, and we'll check in next week.
All right, guys. Sounds good.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.